come first. Jonathan is from Chicago, Illinois. Come tell us how God has been kind to you, Jonathan.
Well, good evening. I just want to say it's a blessing to be here, and it's a blessing to be a part of Justin's Place. And just a brief history of what got me to my bottom to be able to be in God's grace to get me help at a treatment center such as Justin's Place is from Chicago, and I was living on my own for the past 8 years. And prior to that, I was basically living from couch to couch and home to home. My family grew up in poverty, and it was just up until high school, I really didn't have a steady home. And then once I did find a home, I kind of took advantage of it and was not wise. And we grew up going to church even though we did not have a steady home. And once we did have a home, I valued friendships and physical sports activities more so than going to church on Sundays. And that's when my disconnect from God came. And I feel that it was about that time when I distanced myself from God, He really started showing me that the absence of Him in my life was going to be pretty much a downfall from there on out. And fast forward to about 8 or 9 years ago, I was a career waiter in Chicago. I lived with my brother, and we got along great for the several years, and then certain things happened here and there where the addiction of alcoholism affected both of us, and we started not getting along. And it was about that time, about 5 years ago, that my folks moved to Naples, and God was kind enough to put someone in their path to tell them about Justin's Place. And I am the firstborn son of my family, and God put it on my mother's heart to give me the opportunity to seek help and recover from alcoholism, which landed me in Justin's Place. My first trip on an airplane was actually in January. They got me here to Justin's Place and started the program in March. And God has done so much in my life since then, showing me how selfish I had been, how much of a disappointment I had been, how much of a leader of I was supposed to be a leader and a big brother, and I wasn't being those things, being the oldest child, which oftentimes led my brother astray, and he still fights addiction to this day. But being in the program now, today, God has really showed me that I do have a future. And my favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the future I have for you, it is a future of good, and to provide a hope." And I do have hope today. There was a point where I was deep in my addiction of alcoholism that I was depressed, living day to day, and didn't have hope. But through God's grace and the grace of the people, of donors especially, at Justin's Place, who I don't even know, God put it on their heart to donate to people like me and turn my life around. And I'm forever grateful for that. And I want to thank you all for letting me speak tonight, and I wish and pray blessings upon each and every one of you. Thank you.